are listening to the Nourish Connections podcast, episode 213, Blood Type B. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by health coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Good morning, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Nourished Connections podcast. We have arrived to blood type B. If you missed the last two episodes, we covered blood type O, blood type A, and now we are covering blood type B. Buckle up, my friends, because it is going to be a wild, wild ride. The gene for blood group B first appeared in significant numbers somewhere around 10 to 15,000 BC, the tail end of the Neolithic period in the area of the Himalayan highlands, now part of present-day Pakistan and India. Like the environmental conditions which spawned the advent of group A, the development of blood group B was in large part a response to changes in the environment. But unlike A, which began to supplant group O as a response to new types of infections, then thrived as a result of the new dietary changes, group B appears to have been more of a response to climate changes, followed by a different set of dietary adaptations. Life in the tropical flat savannas of eastern Africa gave way to a harsher existence as the Cro-Magnon hunters migrated to the colder, drier, mountainous areas of the subcontinent and the barren, endless plains of the Central Asian steppes. It is possible that blood group B may have been the only blood group with the capabilities to survive in such a harsh environment. There is some science behind this theory. For example, variability in the levels of the hormones, testosterone, estradiol, and somatotropic hormones in mountaineers of the Pamirs and Kyrgyz was examined in relation to their place of residence in terms of elevation above sea level. At high altitudes, blood O group had lower concentrations of estradiol and testosterone. Blood group B, the highest. So, blood group B, you've got some stamina. You've got some endurance. Individuals with B blood type have B antigens on the surface of their red blood cells and anti-A antibodies in their blood plasma. So let's talk about the antigens and antibodies. B blood type individuals, like I said, have the B antigens on their red blood cells, which are recognized by the immune system. They also have anti-A antibodies in their blood plasma, which can attack A antigens if they are present. B blood type individuals can receive blood from donors with B or O blood type, as their immune system will not attack the B antigens. However, they can only donate blood to individuals with B or AB blood type, as their anti-A antibodies may react with the A antigens in the recipient's blood. Inheritance. Blood type is inherited from parents according to Mendelian genetics. A person with B blood type can inherit the B allele from one parent and either the A or O allele from the other parent. Health considerations. Some research suggests that blood type may be associated with certain health risks and susceptibilities. For example, Individuals with B blood type may have higher risk of certain autoimmune diseases compared to the other blood types. Dietary recommendations. We're going to get to the whole list in just a second. But the blood type diet, which is proposed by Dr. Peter D'Adamo, suggests that individuals with B blood type may benefit from a diet rich in certain foods and avoid others based on their blood type. Personality traits. Let's get into some of those personality traits. You people are more flexible. B blood type individuals are often seen as adaptable and able to adjust to changing circumstances or environments. They may possess a natural ability to go with the flow and handle unexpected situations with ease. You're creative. Many proponents of blood type personality theory suggest that individuals with B blood type tend to be creative and innovative. They may have a flair for thinking outside the box and coming up with original ideas. Independence. B blood type individuals are often characterized as independent and self-reliant. They may prefer to follow their own path rather than conforming to societal norms or expectations. Curiosity. Individuals with blood type B, they may have a curious and exploratory nature. They may enjoy learning new things, seeking out new experiences, and challenging themselves intellectually. Optimism. Some proponents of the theory suggest that B blood type individuals tend to have an optimistic outlook on life. They may approach challenges with a positive attitude and believe in their ability to overcome obstacles. Adaptability. B blood type individuals are often described as being able to adapt to different social situations and interact comfortably with a wide range of people. They may possess strong interpersonal skills and be skilled at navigating social dynamics. So that's kind of fun, right? To learn about that. What about compatibility in relationships? Well, according to the blood type personality theory, individuals with B blood type may be compatible with partners who have AB or O blood type. Interesting. However, there is no scientific basis for using blood type as a determinant of compatibility in relationships, just so you know. But for those of you who like to look into that stuff, it's kind of fun. What about the exercise that's best suited for you? Well, B type blood, they generally benefit from a well-rounded fitness routine, just like our A's did. It can include a mix of cardiovascular exercise, strength training, flexibility work, and functional movement. So we want you to engage in aerobic activity that elevates your heart rate to improve your cardiovascular health. Do some high intense cardio, maybe just 30 seconds of jogging followed by 3 minutes of walking. Or you can do that while cycling or swimming or dancing. Participating in an aerobics class would be fun for you. Strength training, you want to incorporate resistance training to build and maintain muscle as you age. So this will involve some free weights, resistant bands, some weight machines, body weight exercises like squats, lunges, push-ups, and planks. And don't forget that flexibility and mobility piece. You're going to want to stretch to improve your flexibility. Use some mobility tools like a tennis ball to get in some of those areas that might seem tight in your body. Try yoga, try Pilates, do a stretch routine, go to the stretch lab. They'll stretch you really good there. And that's going to help you reduce the risk of injury. And you want to focus on functional movements, such as anything like squats, lunges, rows, presses, any rotational movements. Anything that helps with stability will help you out. Just a variety of enjoyment. So maybe exercises that just don't feel like workout. They just feel fun, like hiking or dancing. Experiment with different types and see what feels most enjoyable for you that you can stick with long term. And above all, just listen to your body. Pay attention to how your body responds to exercise and adjust your routine accordingly. Allow for adequate rest and recovery between your workouts and just avoid pushing yourself too hard especially if you're new to exercise and you might have any underlying health conditions. All right, blood type B. Your food list is as follows. Are you ready? And just a reminder, you can get your blood type B food lists, the ones that are beneficial for your body, the ones you should avoid. You can get the comprehensive food list in the show notes of this podcast. So go get that right away, including some B blood type recipes for you to try. All right. Keep in mind, when I read this list, I'm going to read you the beneficial foods and the ones to avoid. I'm not going to read you all the neutral foods. So anything I do not mention on this list, it is neutral, meaning you can eat it. It doesn't benefit your body, and it's not something you need to avoid. With that, here are the foods you need to eat and avoid, starting with meats. B blood type, here are the meats that are beneficial for you. Goat, lamb, moose, mutton, rabbit, and venison. All kind of wild animals, right? Those are the ones that really benefit your blood type. Here's the ones you should avoid. Chicken, Cornish hen, duck, goose, ham, and bacon and pork. Well, pork meaning bacon, okay, but ham also is a no-go. Sorry, you guys. I know you love to eat those foods that you need to avoid, but this is the time to get it out of your diet for 30 days and see how you feel. Okay, here's the seafood that's beneficial for you. Cod, flounder, halibut, pike, wild-caught salmon, sardines, sole, yellowfin tuna, and whitefish. And here is the seafood you must avoid. Anchovies, bass, caviar, clam, conch, crab, eel, frog, lobster, mussels, octopus, oyster, salmon roe, shrimp, smoked salmon, and trout. Here are the beans that are beneficial for your body. Kidney, lima, and navy. Here are the beans you must avoid. Black beans, black-eyed peas, butter beans, garbanzo beans or chickpeas, lentils, mung beans, natto, and pinto beans. So sorry about that. That's going to just take your Mexican food right out of the gate there. I'm sorry. But those are the beans you got to avoid. Let's talk about dairy and eggs that are beneficial. Pecorino cheese and Romanian Erda are your only ones. Okay, that's your beneficial cheese. Let's talk about what you need to avoid when it comes to dairy. American cheese, blue cheese, duck eggs, goose eggs, gorgonzola cheese, gouda cheese, Gruyere, ice cream, quail egg, Romano cheese, Roquefort, and string cheese. So go ahead and have chicken eggs, I guess, because those are not on there. I'm surprised because you can't have chicken, but you can have the egg. All right, fruit that's beneficial for you, banana, cranberries, figs, grapes, papaya, pawpaw, pineapple, plums, and watermelon. Fruits to avoid, avocados, bitter melon, coconut meat, huckleberries, persimmon, pomegranate, prickly pear, and star fruit. Vegetables that are beneficial, beets, beet greens, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, collard greens, eggplant, grape leaves, kale, mushrooms, mustard greens, parsnips, bell pepper, chili pepper, jalapeno, sea vegetables, sweet potatoes, turnip greens, and yams. Vegetables you need to avoid are artichoke, cassava, corn. Popcorn is part of corn. You can't have that. Jerusalem artichoke, black olives, green olives, pumpkin, radish sprouts, radishes, rhubarb, tapioca, and tomato. Oils and fats that are beneficial for you are only two. That's olive oil and rice bran oil. The oils and fats you need to avoid are avocado oil, canola oil, coconut oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, lard, margarine, palm oil, peanut oil, pumpkin seed oil, safflower oil, sesame oil. The nuts and seeds that are beneficial for you are chestnuts and walnuts. The nuts and seeds you are to avoid are cashew butter, cashews, hazelnuts, peanut butter, peanut flour, peanuts, pine nuts, pistachio nuts, poppy seeds, pumpkin seeds, safflower seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower butter, and sunflower seeds. The herbs that are beneficial for you are curry, ginger, licorice root, and parsley. The herbs you need to avoid are allspice, cinnamon, and black pepper. Okay, there are some beverages that are beneficial for you, and that is beet juice, cabbage juice, cranberry juice, ginger root tea, ginseng tea, grape juice, green tea, licorice root tea, milk thistle tea, rice milk, papaya juice, parsley tea, pineapple juice, raspberry leaf tea, rosehip tea, vegetable juices from beneficials, and watermelon juice. Beverages to avoid: aloe tea, coconut milk, fenugreek tea, gentian tea, golden seal tea, hops tea, linden tea, liquor of all kinds, soy milk, mullein tea, pomegranate juice, red clover tea, rhubarb tea, seltzer water, skullcap tea, soda, any kind you must avoid, and tomato juice. You know, someone was in my gym, I was training them, and they said that the mullein tea was really helpful for them for digestion and inflammations, but you are to avoid that one. So I'm sorry about that, but that is your list, okay? And you're not going to remember all of that, so you're going to want to go ahead and go to the show notes, or you can email me, yourhealthcoacheshere@gmail.com. Hopefully it doesn't get lost in all my email, and just request the list and I'll send it out to you, all right? That is the list as I have it. You're going to grab some recipes from me. Let's take a look at what your recipes are, B blood type recipes. I've got some good ones for you that you can have: some turkey sausage breakfast muffins, some blueberry smoothie bowl with spinach, Greek feta turkey burgers, bean salad for type B, okay? And that's going to be some really good stuff for you. So with that, have a beautiful rest of your day. Come get coached at healthcoachheather.com. Reach out to me. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, listeners. If you are ready to create deeper connection with your family, have more meaningful conversations, and overcome any obstacles in your family life, including eating a healthier diet, exercising together as a family, and practicing some good mental health habits together, you're going to want to join Harmony at Home coaching program. Go to healthcoachheather.com and you can fill out an application right there. I look forward to being your family's health and life coach in 2024.